Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Welcome to the program. We are in an unusual location here tonight. We're actually live on location in Manchester, New Hampshire. It's Ian here with you in the studio tonight.
And Mark.
And the third microphone, JJ's back.
Hey, how's it going, gentlemen?
Hey, JJ. It's great to, great to have you back on the show.
Yeah, it's always good to be back on Free Talk Live. So for this event, of course, here in Manchester, the first of its kind for Liberty Forum. In this, the Queen City of New Hampshire.
Yeah, they moved the location. Mark, can you talk a little bit more? We're having some technical difficulties. Talk about where we're at and what's going on here.
Yeah, we're at the Radisson here in Manchester, and this is the largest convention venue that's in the state. And you know, I sincerely hope we can fill this thing up. Right now, we're in the very early parts of the Liberty Forum. Really, there aren't even speakers this evening. So we'll see what things start happening tomorrow. And, of course, the Saturday is the big day. But it's a beautiful place. My wife and son went and enjoyed the pool earlier. You know, the kind of thing you have at a nice hotel. They've got the workout rooms and all that stuff. Obviously, you know, not exactly the resort during with 2 feet of snow outside.
No, it's not at all. In fact, the roads getting here are just, you know, chaotic with the potholes and dodging and weaving, the snow. It's going to give those people from out of state a really good taste of what New Hampshire is truly like.
Yep. You know what? I call the snow statist repellent because, honestly, there's what, maybe 1,000 Democrat activists, 1,000 Republican activists, and about 1,000 Liberty activists at this point. Active, I should say. There's 1,700 movers for the Free State Project, but a lot of people aren't quite as active. And, you know, when those folks, you know, when people start running up head on with the Liberty activists, it's nice that they have an option like Florida to go to.
Yeah,
right?
There you go.
You know what you need to do? You need to take up golf. Get out and go take up golf. And that's what I'm hoping for, because the things have been really changing here in New Hampshire.
Well, it definitely makes you a much more hardy person, I'll tell you that. Living here and dealing with the stresses of this lifestyle, it definitely separates who's going to stay here and who's not. So hopefully the people who do decide to move for liberty in their lifetime are up for a challenge.
Yeah, there's well, you know, I mean, it's not like people haven't been living here since, oh, I don't know, the 1610s or something like
sure.
that. So they it can be done. It's just, you know, there's a reason people tend to be moving west and south. It's because frankly, it's because air conditioning's cheaper than heat, and you don't have to shovel sunshine. That's the reason.
Yeah. Well,
so, JJ, oh, sorry about that. The technical difficulties have been solved. Our screens
Excellent.
Were blank for the beginning 2 minutes there. So, JJ, great to have you back here on Free Talk Live and back in New Hampshire. You
That's
took
right.
a little break. You took a vacay.
I had to. It was a good sabbatical from all of the activism and lifestyle that goes with living in New Hampshire.
There's a lot of it. I mean, we just had Liberty Phoenix, who's one of our regular listeners and callers. He's here. He actually just made the move, and he said, I think he said on Facebook the other day, he's done more activism in 3 days than he's done in 30 years prior to that.
Wow.
So it can be a little overwhelming at times. There's so much to do here.
There is. And there's so many people to get to know and allocate your time to. I think that's really what it comes down to when you move here is you really need to concentrate on your time management. How are you going to spend that? Who are you going to spend that with? Because there are so many choices and opportunities.
Yeah, activism generally is not a paid thing. So you're trying to work a job and do whatever it is that you're doing in order to make the New Hampshire a freer place. And, you know, there's a lot of people that move here that were active where they were in the liberty sphere trying to get this thing or that thing done. And what they find is that, you know, once they get here, there's already momentum. Things are happening. They can actually get stuff to happen. I was talking to a lady who had written her congressperson in Springfield, Illinois yesterday. She was talking about how she'd written her congressperson. She got so upset about something, she wrote her congressperson. What do you suppose that did, right? Like, Springfield's hours away from Chicagoland, where she's from. And rather than going down there, which of course going down there wouldn't have done anything either, after you go get your body scanned and whatever else that you've got to do,
and prodded.
You go in there and get ignored by your legislators. Things are entirely different in New Hampshire with the legislators, because there's 400 of them, and they get paid $100 a year. Actually, they get paid $200 every 2 years, but it's the same thing.
Yeah.
And they so what you have instead of this body of lawyers, really unsuccessful lawyers, because successful lawyers continue to chase ambulances or write real estate contracts or whatever it is they do. These are the lawyers that couldn't make it in business, whether they didn't have they just didn't have a work ethic or whatever it was. They decide, we need to be politicians. So they get off to the state assembly, they make themselves a fine living, and they get a certain amount of respect, probably a nice parking spot. And that's how they do their gig.
Mm-hmm.
It's nothing like this. I wouldn't know the percentage of lawyers that are in New Hampshire as reps, but I imagine
that it's pretty small.
Less than 5% would be my guess. I say it's actually ideological geriatrics.
Yeah. Well, I personally don't. I mean, I have people that I live very close to in the community as far as proximity that are in the state house, and they're doing hopefully good things. And, I trust that they have a liberty mindset. That's not really the kind of activism that I'm focused on. But more power to them. I'm more focused on creating profitable businesses. My focus is more sustainable activism these days, which is basically doing something where you can produce and you can profit off of that, and you can make the world better by whatever you do to create something.
Well, now one of the things you are and have been doing is your radio show.
That's right.
You spun off from Free Talk Live, as many of our wonderful third hosts have done, and you created NeoCash Radio.
That's right. I have a radio show on Sundays with Darren Tapp and Dr. Tapp, and we do a show called NeoCash Radio where we discuss the future of money today. And it's basically a show about all non-fiat currencies, as well as what's going on with the fiat, because there's just such an impact on everywhere when mm-hmm. something happens with the Bank of England or some other central bank, or the Swiss franc unpegged from the euro. There's moves all kinds of places, and so we talk about economics in a half an hour that covers basically the whole world.
Have you always been a big money guy, a long time, and this has been something
you
wanted
to Bitcoin.
Do? Really. So since Bitcoin was
opened my eyes. I mean, I was into gold and silver because mm-hmm. It makes sense. But then Bitcoin was just such an innovative technology, and it had so much promise to it that how can you not be wowed by its awesomeness?
Yeah, we do love our Bitcoin here on Free Talk Live. And, of course, we recommend Express Coin as your best choice for purchasing Bitcoin, as well as Dogecoin and Litecoin. You can go to expresscoin.com.
Whether you're in the U.S. or Canada.
That's right. And you can grab their app and do it that way. And they, of course, are a licensed money services business with the Fed, so they've jumped through those hoops. And they've been around a while now. I've used them more than once, and Mark, I know you have as well.
Yeah, just like the other day.
So just drop by expresscoin.com. Again, whether you're in the U.S. or Canada, they will, if you use code FTL, you can buy up to $40 worth of whichever cryptocurrency you like, and there's no fee when you use code FTL at expresscoin.com. So you guys over at NeoCash Radio, it's a weekly show.
That's right.
Is it something that a beginner could get into?
Yeah, it's definitely something that we try to break things down very simply. We don't speculate. We don't get into the doom and gloom.
Don't tell anybody to buy or sell.
No,
or
in
like
fact,
that.
We make sure every episode, we try to make sure to say we are not giving advice to buy or sell. Most of what we talk about, we break down in very simple, easy to understand terms, and we try to actually educate our listeners. Now, like we recently explained what a derivative is, because some people just don't know.
Yeah, would you tell me?
Right.
I have no clue.
You can tune into the show and listen to the episode because we explain it. But the other thing is that there's just so much going on that involves security on the Internet. So mm-hmm. we talk a lot about vulnerabilities and exploits, a lot of backdoors, actually, recently. We talked to Lenovo, had their backdoor in their hard drive. And then there's about 10 different brands of routers that have a backdoor in the firmware.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Dirty, dirty routers.
And that someone can just gain access, and it's just, right there.
Wow. I know that the one that we've got in the studio, I don't think it's got the there's some routers that you can actually install special software on, which I imagine doesn't have those back doors in them.
I don't know. It was a super
PDWRT, I think, is for those of you who want to try different router software, there's actually an open source router software out there. More, do you want to stick around?
Sure, sure.
All right. JJ is with us here from NeoCache Radio, website neocacheradio.com. Is that right?
That's right.
All right, there's more coming up here in moments. Live from the 2015 Liberty Forum. We'll also tell you more about the event that we're at here coming up as well. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live, and we can still take your call.
The human lifespan is coming. But is it coming soon enough for you and me? That's the $80,000 question. I say $80,000 because that's what it costs to have your head cryonically frozen by Alcor. I've committed to do it. I got a life insurance policy, and I made them the beneficiaries. Bam, my best shot at living forever. Interested? Contact them at alcor.org, A-L-C-O-R.org. Mention my name, and I get a free year of membership.
They say life is about choices. So let me introduce you to one of the best choices you can make in life, Grainger Choice. The Grainger Choice product line has just about everything we need to keep this place running, from batteries to V-belts, safety to sump pumps. And with Grainger Choice, we can trust that every product is dependable and cost-effective. When it comes to making life choices, here's a great one. Grainger Choice. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/choice or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American, covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The freeze-dry guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dry guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendovite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens and dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You may dial toll-free here. Even though we're live on location, we can still take your calls at 855-453. However, we cannot take Skype. tonight. So if you've been trying on Skype, you are SOL. So get on the phones, 855-450-FREE. We do have, you know, stuff in the news that we can talk about, including the D.C. marijuana legalization situation, what's been developing there over the last week since basically the folks in D.C. voted it in, and then the D.C. bureaucrats put it in despite objections from Congress. We'll give you the latest on that conflict. And, of course, you can join us online anytime over at freetalklive.com. So, JJ, back with Ian and Mark in the studio. It's been too long. I don't even know how long it's been, JJ. When was the last time we had you on the air with us?
Oh, geez. I can't even remember. Maybe it was a visit during some other
maybe Pork Fest or Pork something
Fest.
Like that.
Yeah, probably Pork Fest.
Were you here for Pork Fest this
Not
year?
This last one, no.
Right, because you went on vacation.
That's right.
Okay. And, of course, you were the keynote speaker of note during Keenvention, the initial Keenvention.
Yes.
That I don't know if you saw James Cleveland's speech this year, but I felt that he carried the torch appropriately. You guys were...
Excellent.
Yeah, he was right up there with you. And so check out more of JJ over on his website, neocashradio.com. I've been enjoying the show, and I've heard it come on LRN.FM. I think it's informative, and you guys really, you've got good rapport.
Well, Darren's got a PhD in mathematics.
That helps.
He does the science.
Well, plus he's a teacher,
math.
Right?
Doesn't
yes, he teach
he's a
math?
College teacher.
So it helps if you can actually communicate the math to average people.
Exactly.
Right? So there's something else you've been up to, and I guess more recently, and it's sort of a continuation of a project you started a while back. You started at one time your own media company to produce, you know, sort of video.
That's right. Starfall Media. Yeah. I started that back in Keene, in fact, right after we did the Free Keene TV. And it was sort of a continuation of using my media skills to do various things projects-wise and just sort of a name to centralize it under for myself. And recently I've started a company called Vibrant.Works. Vibrant.Works is a company that we basically will take that that same thing, that same theme of media generation, and with my partner Bo, we're going to basically create a fully functional media house that does everything, whether it's video, images, social media, to press releases.
Oh, wow.
And
okay.
Logos, to also securing a lot of different contract work. We basically want to have a large pool, a roster of artists that we will contract to do work. And this work will vary from writing code for mobile apps to editing video to writing blogs for our customers' websites to actually filling in the tweet for a customer's social media management.
Now, I see the website is, it's a dot works. It's vibrant.works.
That's right.
It's not, there's no dot com at the end. It's vibrant.works.
No, I believe this is the future of website branding is actually your entire name will be two words probably, and it will be the first name and then dot works or dot media or dot something that describes what you do, and mm-hmm. that will be it. So it will be Vibrant.Works is our website. It's also the name of the company.
That's perfect. I think it's interesting. It sounds really, it sounds kind of ballsy. I mean, like you're taking on a lot. You think
well,
you
we've actually
this?
Gotten already enough work to keep us busy.
Really? And how long has this been going on?
We've just started the business about a week and a half ago, 2 weeks
really?
Ago. We started talking beforehand, and Bo had actually started doing this in sort of a very decentralized open source method. And then we sat down and talked about it, and we came up with an even more, I guess, successful model to build from this. And it really will showcase a lot of the different brands that we can create and as well sell our ability to brand customers, products, services, and companies. So
kind of an all-encompassing media slash social media.
Everything
production.
Media, yes. We plan to not only have hundreds, hopefully in the future, hundreds of different artists on our roster to do anything that you need, but we'll also be able to capable of handling just about any throughput that we need as well. And so a lot of the community people in our community are artists, whether they're programmers or video editors
right.
or media editors, and we can get these people jobs.
Wow,
and,
that's cool.
And, you know, as long as they do a good enough job, the work will come back through Vibrant.Works and then be, you know, we'll have quality controls. And the idea is to add it to a package. So you're not just getting a logo. You're getting a logo, and we're going to make a little, like, meme or image for your tweet that you can tweet out with it, and we'll help you with different branding aspects as far as what you do next. And then maybe if you want, we can help promote your website more in depth and package it with a press release, for example.
So you said you started this a week ago or a week and a half ago, and you already have more than you can handle as far as...
Yeah, Bo had started this idea previously,
yeah.
And so he had started garnering work through that. And as we started this idea and started promoting it, we've gotten some more interest, and hopefully we're going to get more contracts going soon. But we're going to take all that old work and what Bo had agreed to, and just sort of process it through VibrantWorks and give them high quality results, but then also have at least something to show for what we can do as a team. And so,
now, have the customers been coming from the Liberty community, or are you guys already getting out into kind of the general world?
I'd say mostly Liberty community, but there is some work that is going to be outside the Liberty community. But the Liberty community is sort of like our Kickstarter. We're not going to ask for donations. We're just going to offer great services at a great price. And
build up a portfolio.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
And so the Liberty community will definitely be help us leapfrog into greater things, but our target is definitely just the general commercial community at large.
I think it's exciting, and I think we need more entrepreneurial folks to come here to New Hampshire and either bring their business with them or start one when they get here and get comfortable. I mean, you've been here for a while. When did you make the move to New Hampshire?
I showed up in New Hampshire December 3rd, 2007.
So you're old school. I mean, you go way back.
Yeah.
You put down enough roots. You made enough connections in the community to where, you know, hopefully you won't have to work a full-time job. I mean, are you still working a full-time job?
No, this actually is required full-time work to
right
get
on.
Where we're at right now. And we are making money by selling. You know, everything we do is a product, you know, that we're selling and that we will get remunerated for, of course. We're not really, we're not activism focused, so we're not looking at the free or the volunteer work. There are some little projects here and there that will come under our personal lives, and we'll add our skills to it as a team too. But for the most part, we're looking at making a sustainable, profitable business that will employ other people, right? and do
great
things. I mean, we've got documentaries that people are interested in us doing. We've got some other, similar to Derek Jay's Victimless Crime Spree.
Which, by the way,
that.
You mentioned Bo Davis. I didn't mention.
Yes.
Bo is the editor extraordinaire behind both Derek Jay's Victimless Crime Spree and the new 101 Reasons Liberty Lives in New
That's
Hampshire,
right.
Which both films are fantastic.
Yep, top notch.
Please go see them. You can watch them both for free online, victimlesscrimespree.com and 101reasonsfilm.com.
Yeah, Bo is a tremendous artist, and really what I hope to bring to the business is just sort of the business back end of it.
You look like a businessman. You
scheduling
a suit on.
Artists. You know, yes. Well, you dress for the job,
you do,
right?
Yeah.
The job you want, not the job you have. So, but yes, I hopefully will bring a lot of organization and scheduling and really help make Bo's. I'm also an artist, of course, but I do think Bo is definitely a caliber above myself.
Oh, no doubt.
And
not to put you down.
No, no. Hey, that's
Bo's the man.
The way it is. So, but I will help out where needed and help make his workflow a little bit easier too.
Well, and you kind of became this artist by doing activism.
That's
I mean,
right.
It was Shire TV and Freakeen TV that you know, kind of you cut your teeth on that stuff. JJ, it's great to see
Thanks
you, man.
Thanks for having me on.
Neocashradio.com, that's your website, and
Vibrant.Works.
Vibrant.Works. Good to see you. Keep up the good work out there. We're going to continue from the Liberty Forum. We'll talk more about what the Liberty Forum is in case you've never been here. It's just barely getting started. You've got plenty of time to get up to Manchester, New Hampshire, and join us for the weekend. It's Free Talk Live.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can join us here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can also join us online. Just drop by freetalklive.com. And please enjoy the features that we have waiting for you there. Once again, that's freetalklive.com.
CHWine.com. This is Cameron Hughes Wine. And what I spoke with Cameron on the phone. It's been a few weeks now. And what he does is he goes around to the top-of-the-line vineyards around the world, but largely in California. And he gets these bottles of wine that would normally be $70 to $100. And these vineyards aren't going to be able to sell all their wine. They do is they take the overage and they sell it to Cameron. Now, he's not allowed to use their label and not allowed to say which vineyard it's from, but it is from these top-of-the-line vineyards. Really, the only way that you're going to be able to sort of believe this is to try it out, because these are top-line bottles of wine from $70 to $100, and he's selling them at $15. These are award-winning, some of them with over 90 points. I'm not exactly sure what the point thing is, but for people who drink the high-end wines,
they
would certainly know all about it. This is how I'm getting my wine these days, because I think it's fabulous. If you go to chwine.com and use my code FTL, you get free shipping. Now, obviously, wine's heavy. It's a liquid, right? Something in the neighborhood of 7.5 pounds per gallon. You can get free shipping on these wines. And now, of course, You need to
limited
do this.
Time offer.
Yes,
right?
Limited time, right? Like this amazing offer will not last. But go and take advantage so that you get some idea of what we're talking about here. This is, you know, it's a limited time opportunity. So go to chwine.com. There's a microphone in the upper left corner of the website. Enter my code FTL as in Free Talk Live and enjoy. Don't wait. You need to try this because it won't last. It's chwine.com. Coupon code FTL.
We are here at the 2015 New Hampshire Liberty Forum, and we've had the pleasure of having broadcast live from every single Liberty Forum, so it's great to be back here. Not the first show to be live today. The Rebel Love Show was in this very same studio earlier. Coming up later tonight, Flaming Freedom will be broadcasting live, probably in their underwear here in the room, and I think that's going to be a lot of fun.
How come we're not in our underwear?
You know, if you want to start, Mark, go for it. I am not wearing any.
God, why did I make an underwear joke?
The toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. We've got all kinds of interesting people to talk to tonight. And coming up, we'll also tell you more about what's actually happening here. What is the Liberty Forum? Why are we in Manchester, New Hampshire at the Radisson Hotel in the heart of downtown Manchester? But first, let's bring our next guest on board with us here. John Hartman is with us. John, welcome to Free Talk Live.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's great to have you here. So you are are you the founder of Mental Health Is Not a Crime?
That I am.
And so tell me, what is it? I've never heard of MHINAC.org.
Well, it would be MHNC.
Ooh, did I get that wrong?
No, you didn't. Someone stole the acronym. So yeah, I had to settle. But
gotcha.
Aside from that, Mental Health Is Not a Crime, yeah. It's an upcoming nonprofit organization based on, you know, a liberty sense of mental health.
Okay.
How mental health is looked at in today's society from a liberty aspect.
What inspired you to do this?
It was myself. When I was 13, I was diagnosed with bipolar type 1 and schizoaffective disorder. To present day, I take 15 pills a day. It's good fun, you know. It's pretty much a job in itself to have to do so. But
wow.
It's what I've been living with for, you know, more than half my life now. So,
well, now, okay, so now liberty is generally not a concept with the world of mental health, right? Because
no.
I remember where we come from, Florida, every state has one of these laws where somebody can call the police on you and they can take you and put you in a prison cell for 72 hours and then maybe even longer. I mean, is that something that you guys are concerned with over at Mental Health Is Not a Crime?
Very. That's the big gray area that a lot of people don't like to tap into with mental health. The way that I've always looked at it is the actual condition is not a crime.
Mm-hmm.
To treat it as such is completely wrong. It happens frequently. And
what happens frequently?
The condition itself being treated as a crime. You'll
okay.
see the individual being locked up for this mental health condition. That they, oh, it's what did it? It's what caused it. It's what, you know, this condition is what made this individual act in a certain way. Well, now we're not holding individuals accountable for their actions. You know, we're simply basing
housing
it off
them.
this condition and putting them away for this. So, you know, as we have 22% of all incarcerated individuals have at least one mental health condition, diagnosed mental health condition, it really stops and makes you think. So,
yeah, I would think it would be very difficult once you're diagnosed with pretty much any mental health condition to get a fair trial. Like at that point, like this guy who's been diagnosed with schizophrenia, like I can just make whatever accusation I want to make against this person and somebody's going to believe me, right? I mean, like, that's it. You're guilty, whatever it is, the person with the mental health issue has, they're guilty, and the person who's made the accusation just pretty much gets away with it. So, I mean, like, the chance of a free trial seems to have flown out the window.
It really has. You have that, and then you have the other spectrum where people use it to get off for whatever crime, they'll plead insanity every chance they get.
Yeah, but is that really getting off? I mean, don't they have to essentially spend the rest of their life in a mental asylum run by the state if they get found guilty of insanity?
Nowadays, not so much.
Really?
They're pretty much over 85% of state hospitals are closed now that were once open and operated by the state are now
what
closed.
Are they doing with those people?
Prisons.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's pretty much it.
Okay. So mental health is not a crime. When did you found this?
This was technically April 29th of 2014.
Okay. So relatively new organization.
Yep.
What's the goal? What are you trying to accomplish?
My long-term goal, the biggest goal that I want to see happen is I want to see police out of homes or whatever indoor situation there is where they get a phone call and the family says, hey, you know, our son's in here. He has a knife. He has paranoid schizophrenia. He's freaking out.
And the cops show up and murder him.
Exactly, in front of the family. It happens all too much. I would like to see teams of elite medical professionals.
Trained people who know how to handle this.
That can dispatch to the position. Mm-hmm. Go directly to the home, enter the home, handle it, and the police can wait outside. You know, as simple as that.
Would they be coming from the hospital, or would they be coming from the police department? I mean, these specialized police officers, what would they be?
I would like to see it from hospitals, and that's mainly because they would be medical professionals. You could get the training still. They're all state employees, you know, at the end of the day. And the fact that you do it at a hospital, there's probably 1,000,001 people that would love to do it for $10 an hour. So it's doable. It really is. And
what would it take to get something like that implemented, though? I mean, it's not an easy thing to change the system.
It is not whatsoever. So it's almost one of those things where you kind of have to bypass it. You think a lot of people immediately think, oh, you have to, and maybe this is the anarchist in me. Maybe it's the bipolar. I don't know. But you can really bypass it. So many people think you got to change the laws. You really don't. There's hospitals and different, I mean, even police departments, things, they have their own rules. They have their own employee handbooks, you know, and you can actually work with them to change these things. As much as it makes me cringe, love them to death, my brother is a cop, and that's one thing we are working on. As much as we disagree, we definitely agree that it's very difficult.
Is he part of the organization?
He supports me 100%, and
excellent.
It's very, very big on it. So it's just one of those things where it makes, you know, everybody's life harder trying to, you know, have law enforcement jump into situations like that. So that's something I want to try to.
You're speaking this weekend. What day and time are you speaking here?
It's actually tomorrow at 11 o'clock.
So tomorrow, get here to Manchester. Check out John Herdman from Mental Health is Not a Crime, MHINAC.org. John, thank you for coming on Free Talk Live. Really appreciate your time tonight. There's more on the way, and we've got time for you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. More Free Talk Live coming up.
Shiny badges on your jacket. Shiny badges.
This is Davi Barker from ShinyBadges.com, and I just want to personally apologize for airing a jingle week after week, month after month, that turned out to be such an infectious brainworm. So to make it up to you, I'm offering a free gift. The next time you make a purchase at ShinyBadges.com, write WORMS in the transaction comments, and I'll send you something weird.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Walland Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Walland Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Walland Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can join us here. Toll free numbers 855-450-FREE. Even though we are going to have a number of guests on throughout the show, tonight, tomorrow, and Saturday night, we will still, of course, have time for you. So please, if you want to join us here via the phone, you're welcome to do that. And you can also join us in real life. And thank you to our studio audience who took the time out of their schedule tonight to come sit with us. I know there are other things going on here tonight. In fact, as I understand it, there's actually some kind of an improv comedy event coming up later on tonight, which sounds like it'll be fun. Of course, Mark, you and I will be here.
Yes, we will.
But other people will be enjoying that. And that's one of the cool things about Liberty Forum is there's always something going on that's different. There's multiple things to choose from. Tonight, there's not as much of that because it's the first night. It's kind of a slow kind of get started, get to know people situation. And then tomorrow, the forum will kick off in earnest. This is the yearly event. I don't think we've really described this yet. This is the yearly event that's put on by the Free State Project, and it's the first time that it's ever happened in Manchester. But
we've been at every one of them.
We have. The first year it was in Concord at a relatively small hotel, and then the years after that it was in Nashua, and it just became such a large event that they had to move it to the biggest city in the biggest hotel with the largest convention space out there. And that's where we are right now at the Radisson in Manchester.
It's a real step up in space, and there's still room probably going to be for us to grow.
To grow, yeah, I would say so. And they've made, by the way, they've made their goals of like trying to sell a certain number of rooms, which was great. And so thanks to our listeners for coming out and joining us here. So it's a lot of fun. It's an event where you can come and get a taste, a feel of what it's like to be around people who actually care about freedom, people who love liberty, and who have joined, in many cases, the Free State Project. project and plan to either they already have made a move to New Hampshire or they plan to make a move to New Hampshire to join us here and to get active to where we can actually hopefully make changes in the system and outside of the system to have a more free place in which to live. And so there's a lot of great speakers who will be talking about various different aspects of that here. And, of course, you can join us toll-free on the lines at 855-450-FREE. Joining us here in the studio on the third microphone, Brian, can I say your last name? Is that okay? Henschy. Brian Henschy is with us here. Hey, Brian.
Hey. What's up, Ian?
Good day.
It's good to see you again. Last time we met, I met you for the first time over at Keenvention, and that was cool.
Keenvention, you actually were volunteering at the registration table there, and thank you for that.
And that was really fun, and I'm volunteering here for the Liberty Forum this weekend.
Are you having more fun here so far, or was Keenvention more fun?
I just got here like maybe 45 minutes ago, so I don't know. The most fun I've had is, listening to your show so far.
Okay, good. So you were interested in discussing an issue that we previously addressed on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, so I don't even know where to start with this.
Start at the beginning.
I wasn't even prepared to talk tonight, but I just want to say I thought the podcast, which was the show a few weeks ago on legalizing drunk driving, that show blew my mind because that is such a radical idea. And I'm not saying that that it's necessarily bad, but nobody seemingly ever talks like that.
Yeah, that's true.
The idea,
sounds crazy.
It's so politically incorrect. I love discussing it. By the way, one of the things I love about Free Talk Live is you guys are open to discussing virtually anything.
I'm not afraid to sound crazy.
I don't think you guys
sound.
Trust me, you do. But the thing is, that I've never heard that discussed anywhere before under any circumstance. So
let's recap briefly the concept. The first time I saw this, and it's come up over the year. We've done the show for more than a decade, so we've actually talked about this on more than one occasion. But there was an article over at lewrockwell.com that was my first kind of turn on to this idea, like, wow, legalized drunk driving? Who'd have thought? And essentially the argument is that if drunk driving, one of the arguments, there's more than one, but the argument is that if drunk driving were legal, then the people who are drunk and driving would be perhaps more likely. I mean, there's still going to be the kind of drunk driver who's just going to go balls to the wall. He's going to put the pedal to the metal and swerve all over and be incredibly dangerous. But those guys are out there now.
He's a reckless driver,
right?
And there's laws against that.
Exactly. So, but what about the guy who knows, or the girl, or whoever, the person who knows,
transgender,
that they are drunk? And they're willing to adjust their driving because of that. So, for instance, you know, an example might be if you knew you were drunk, you could go 10 miles an hour in the right lane of the road and just kind of putter
on. With your flashers on.
Right, just kind of putter on home and arrive safely. But if you are drunk and, you know that you could get pulled over for that, then you might be more interested in driving quickly to get to your house because, well, the faster you go, the less likely you are to encounter a police officer. Whereas, you know, if drunk driving's legal and somebody's just puttering along on the right side of the highway, cops aren't going to bother that person. Whereas today, you might get pulled over for doing 10 miles an hour on the right side of the highway. So it's just an idea that's one concept.
It's just an idea, and it's unlikely to get any kind of traction anywhere. But what I would say, however, is that many of the drunk driving laws we have today are abused by law enforcement and by prosecution.
Like, for instance, somebody not having a key in the ignition, but sitting in the front seat of the car and getting arrested for drunk driving.
So this was my issue, okay? When I lived in Atlanta, Georgia, all the politicians were so excited that they had dropped the limit.
The BAC?
Right. From, I think it was 0.08 to 0.6.
Oh, boy.
So at the time, yeah, I, if I remember it correctly, so this is like 2002, 2003.
That sounds like point one to 0.08, probably.
Well, no.
They're still pushing
it was
for
below 0.08.
Okay, I'll take
below.
Your word for it.
I'm pretty sure it was 0.06. So the point was, at the time, I was a lot lighter than I am now, and as a 200-pound guy, which I wish I still was, one drink put me over the legal limit. So I was legally drunk if I drove from Virginia Highlands in Atlanta 10, 15 minutes back home after having... One drink. And my thing is, I think that we need to be safe on the roads. And you mentioned, sure, Mark, the laws that we have now against reckless driving. I think that having a law, though, that is unreasonable, like 0.06, I think that's very unreasonable and unrealistic. And that's just going to make I don't think that's necessarily going to change people's behavior. If anything, it just locks people up unnecessarily.
It basically outlaws drinking. I mean, if you're going
to... Well, drinking and driving.
Well, how do you get from place to place? We have a society based on a car.
Take a cab or have a DD.
Very few people are doing it.
You can't walk. They'll arrest you for that.
Right, and in the zoning
rules,
the zoning rules are set up so that you can't have a bar in the neighborhood. This used to be that there would be the neighborhood bar, but now you can't do those kind of things because, well, God knows we couldn't. Who would want the house right next to the bar and those sorts of things?
The guy who works at the bar?
Yeah, that guy. it's very difficult sort of figuring it out.
So my thing, though, is I am in favor, though, of having anti-drunk driving laws.
Are you in favor of DUI checkpoints? Because that's another one of those unintended consequences, right? Somebody created these.
You know what? My exact answer is I'm not sure if I'm in favor of DUI checkpoints. But when it comes to drunk driving.
Have you ever been stopped at one?
I'm not sure.
You would remember.
I'm not sure.
Unless you were drunk.
Yeah,
I was
wasted, so I have no idea. No, I think that if we were to make drunk driving legal, I think if anything, we would see a huge increase in deaths because, you know, a lot of people, the thing with freedom.
I don't think you're right about that. I think that people are doing it anyway.
I think we would have way more people getting way more drunk and getting into way more accidents.
But as Mark pointed out, it wouldn't be that reckless driving would be legal. You were talking about just legalizing being under the influence of alcohol, which, as you pointed out, at a point, you know, after one beer, you're not to the point where you can't drive. I mean, who would argue that you would be to that point? But yet they'll still put you in prison for that. I mean,
well,
that's crazy.
Just like the idea of that you... sorry, I lost my point there.
We're short on time, by the way. But shouldn't people who are dangerous be the ones who are taken off the road, regardless of whether they're tired? Because that's a huge problem. Driving while tired. You know, I've driven to a college before and nodded off while doing it, and that's one of the scariest things you can possibly do. I mean, it's incredibly dangerous to drive while tired, but you can't test for that. And cops aren't going to arrest you for having a little bit of sleep in your eyes.
Well, in legalizing marijuana, you would think that more people would smoke marijuana and all the other problems that go with marijuana smoking would happen, but the fact is you can look at the places where marijuana has been legalized over time. There, you know, the kids are trying marijuana at later ages. Fewer people are smoking it. It's amazing. Now, I'm not claiming that that legalizing drunk driving is going to, diminish. I think that it's such a radical idea that it's almost detrimental to talk about it. Like, it just enrages people because you're allowed to hate drunk drivers. There's just a few people out there you're allowed to hate. Convicts, you're allowed to hate them. You know, they're really the bad guys, drunk drivers, you know, all these are the sort of real bad guys.
Right.
But I don't know because we'll never be able to test it because there's nothing but government roads because government has eminent domain and is able to steal people's property to create roads. If we had private roads, people could try out different ideas.
You got about 20 seconds for the final word, Brian. Go ahead.
I can't get this out in 20 seconds, but I'll just say I am absolutely in favor. I shouldn't say absolutely, but I'm in favor of anti-drunk driving laws. I don't want dangerous people on the road. I have more to say, but we don't have time.
Another time. Thank you for being here tonight. I was about to say call. Thank you for the call. More coming up here in moments. We're live from Liberty Forum 2015. You can share your thoughts on drunk driving laws.
I did it. I finally left the empire behind. And now that I'm safely settled in Chile, I'm gathering with others like me to build a new community called Fort Galt. Fort Galt is designed to be the ideal home base for professionals and their families to live and work in peace. If you're ready to ditch the super state and bring your business to freer lands, visit us online at fortgalt.com. That's fortgalt.com.
Spring flooring season is here at Lumber Liquidators. Get hardwood flooring looks on sale. This week, get 40% off hot gray styles with Delaware Bay Driftwood Laminate. Don't pay $2.49 in other stores. We've got it for a dollar less. Or get the look of distressed hardwood with Mill River Walnut. It's also 40% off. Plus, deals on 400 styles of hardwood, bamboo, and more from 49 cents. And 18-month special financing. The look and style of hardwood is on sale now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
What good is a big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.